Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Selling Notes. Hugh, there's a winery from Santa Barbara that you've been following closely for a number of years. It's called Cambria.
Yep.
And they've had a lot of very, very nice, I would say good bargains out on the shelves. But they have a new line.
They do. This is a really, I think, good property because they have been Pinot Noir and Chardonnay specialists mm-hmm. for a long time. They've got a lot of practice. They really were one of the groups that put Santa Barbara on the map, and they had a lot to do with it. The winery is owned, it's part of the Jess Jackson group, and Barbara Bank, who is the principal, and her two daughters, Jess Jackson's daughters, Catherine and Julia, are really the people super involved with this. And they've created this, they have a lot of different lines of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, but their top tier now is what they call their signature selection.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three wines, one name for Barbara,
mm-hmm.
one name for Julia, one name for Catherine.
So very appropriate.
Pretty simple. And I throw these very much in the, while a lot of their wines are in the $15 to $25 a bottle range, these are pure Saturday night dinner, special occasion, really top tier wines. So I'll jump in. The Cambria 2015 Catherine's Vineyard Signature Selection Chardonnay. That's a little bit of a mouthful. It's going to sell for $59 to $60. This is going to be a really stunning, very stylish wine. Fruit-forward flavors of tropical fruit with accents of peach and pear. Soft, subtly integrated oak, so it's not going to like whack you in the head like sucking on a piece of oak. It's fleshy, but it's got really good, bright, crisp acidity and a long finish. There's definitely a sense of refinement and elegance here, which you should expect at a wine at this price point, but this is going to absolutely deliver. I liked it a lot. Now, there are two Pinot Noirs. One is the Barbara's signature wine, which is also a 2015, and the other is the Julia's Vineyard signature wine. Of the two, they're actually quite different. The Barbara's, which is going to be a Pinot Noir with bright cherry and blueberry flavors with earthy tones and some subtle spicy notes, this is sort of elegant and silky and sort of medium bright, great finesse. Mm-hmm. As I said, definitely a Saturday night dinner approach. And then you have the Julia's Vineyard Signature Collection Pinot Noir, also from the 2015. Now this is a little more intense, a little more brooding, if you will, than mm-hmm. the Barbara's. The fruit's a little more sort of deeper on the black fruit side. You definitely have some full-blown earthy aromas. It's a little firmer than the Barbara's, but the tannins are still silky, and even though it's sort of darker and more brooding, it's still surprisingly light and elegant on the palate.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was really nice tasting them side by side. So there's a lot going on here. I go through the cut sheets when I look at these things, and, you know, they typically put some food pairings on there, but the food pairing that they have with this Julia's Vineyards Pinot Noir is stunning. I want to do this. They're basically talking to a tomato tart tatin with pork roast and cherry sauce. I'm going to run home and try to do
all
that
right.
with this bottle of wine because I bet it'll be spectacular.
Well, you said it was these are Saturday night dinner
absolutely.
Wines worth a few more bucks
yep.
for them, but they really do deliver.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.